A Boston math teacher facing imminent deportation has won a last-minute reprieve. Ivory Coast native Obane Atuaman might have been deported as early as tomorrow. His students have been waging a campaign to keep him in the country. It caught the attention of Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Senator John Kerry. Well, late this afternoon, the Department of Homeland Security told immigration officials to review Atuaman's case. For member station WBUR in Boston, Athena Desai reports.
There's only a handful of students in this Fenway High School classroom. It's a snow day. This group is meeting here with teachers and community organizers. They have roughly 24 hours to plan a protest.
This is the petition.
Even though it's part of this public school's mission to encourage activism, these students didn't really get involved until last year, when they discovered one of their favorite teachers was going to be deported.
I immediately said to myself, upon hearing that, I'm doing every single thing in my power to make sure this does not happen.
17-year-old Brian Rose has known Atuaman for more than a decade and considers him a confidant and mentor. But he says he'd do the same for anybody.
Because the immigration laws in this country are so terrible, you got to stand up for what you believe in, regardless of whether it's personal to you or not.
Atuaman says he left the Ivory Coast because, as a member of the leading opposition party, his life was in danger. In the 90s, he entered the U.S. on a student visa and overstayed it. He applied for political asylum, but in 2001, he missed his hearing, having misread a handwritten notice of the date. The judge ordered his deportation in absentia. Junior Efrain Arias says it angers him. He finds the law more contradictory than just.
Every single politician says their priority is public education and in the youth of America. Yet here they're trying to deport a teacher, a person that is a building block in our future, someone that is supposed to be a mentor to us, yet they're trying to deport him. It makes no sense to me.
My hope is that they also learn from this experience that we are a country of laws.
That's Russ Kanaki, Director of Public Affairs for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He says compliance is vitally important to the integrity of immigration laws.
We do deport mothers, brothers, sisters, daughters regularly. Everyone typically has a story. Sometimes they're actually nice people, but they still violate the laws of this country. And in a global war on terror, an immigration system that was once vulnerable is not an option.
Atuaman's students understand the government's position, but they say it's not making the country any safer to take away a man who's not a threat.
Keep open! Let him stay! Keep open!
Their rally comes together outside the John F. Kennedy Federal Building in downtown Boston. Students hold their multicolored flapping signs against a bitter wind. As the crowd gets dense, TV cameras angle for a view of the speakers, and at first they don't notice Atuaman's arrival. When he does slip into a clear space, students clamor around him. Reporters ask if his feelings towards America have changed.
Oh, no. It actually reinforced my opinion of America, because this is the American democracy.
Atuaman says democracy must first be enforced in school.
By giving them a voice in the classroom, and they come to the realization that they actually have a voice. And if they use it, they can be heard. Thank you.
Senator John Kerry and Governor Mitt Romney personally lobbied Secretary Michael Chertoff before he announced that Atuaman wouldn't be deported tomorrow. The teacher can stay in the country at least another week. Romney wrote to Chertoff that the students' efforts demonstrate the impact Atuaman has on his community. For NPR News, I'm Athena Desai in Boston.